Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcast while driving. Yesterday I had a drive to get my wife from the airport, and today I'm driving to my son to work all the way up in Katoomba, which is about 40 kilometres up in the mountains. And the reason I'm doing it is, you know, early on it was a problem with the alarm clocks and, you know, just traffic and trains. But the trains actually stopped going up the mountains. So it hasn't stopped. They've replaced buses at a critical point. Now, what's happened is that there's a tunnel and a concrete barrier to the tunnel, and this big boulder has dropped on top of the tunnel. It hasn't dropped on the train. It's dropped precariously up there, and they're sort of scratching their head about how to remove it. However, this is not something which is, as you would think, cleared up in, you know, hours or days. It's taking a long time, because when the boulder moved, the getting access to the boulder, they've discovered Aboriginal artwork up at the top. And so this is, you know, people in Glenbrook are just thinking, this is absolutely cool. It's sort of probably okay. This is absolutely cool, and I hear that there's lots of Aboriginal artwork all over Sydney. They're everywhere, throughout Australia, hardly a rock. I mean, people have been here for 60,000 years, and so there's a lot there. So there's lots of people who discover bits and pieces of it, so it's the biggest pieces, and sort of you go anywhere and people will point out, oh, this is where the tools were sharp, and this is where the, you know, so it was, you know, actively occupied for a fair amount of time. So this is extremely cool. And this time, obviously, I've, obviously doing podcasts to get my memory up and going. And I did the podcast yesterday on the drive in, and I had to, so I looked at the podcast automation software and it said, look, you've got this podcast. And I had to, so what did I do? I do remember really talking about my projects and stuff like that. And I had to say, when on earth did I get time to do it? And then I realised, oh yes, I did do it in the drive up. And so this, for, I suppose, no, it's just the memory stuff going for it. Now, now that I know my way around here, it's going a lot faster. I'm sort of driving all the way through the back streets of Katoomba, because the actual, there's nothing here, it says give way. And then it's going to be a drive into the bloody sun. So it's the morning, and I'm, sun rises in the east. And so there's this brilliant sun. All of Sydney's in fog. And when it's in fog, the mountain, so it's two ways. Here we go. This is quite a steep hill, but you've got to do a handbrake start. Because I don't have the handbrake, it's a foot brake. So it's a difficult thing to do. And it's still very, very cold outside. Now, let's talk about various things. I've had to, the Einstein to Haas pendulum. Let's quickly talk about that, and then we'll talk about web software and the processes there. So the Einstein to Haas pendulum, I had to, I took it in as part of the general, robustness you. So the Einstein to Haas pendulum is a pendulum in which you excite the quantum mechanical properties of the electron to make the pendulum swing. Okay, so this is a pretty major thing to get done. And you've always got this sneaking horror that, it's actually hard with the sunlight, horror that it's not. So it's the Einstein to Haas pendulum. Firstly, most people just don't get it or get it going. They've given up doing it in the 60s, the last time they bothered trying to do it. And with new electronics and new coupling up, it's a piece of piss to a trained deer, or whatever it's used to say. Piece of piss. Is it easy? It's a piece of piss. And so it's up and running, and you know, the ore is from the first concept prototype to the research prototype going well, and then from the research prototype, you're starting to build a more finesse prototype. So I had it at 7 hertz and went up to 30 hertz. Very distinctive. At 30 hertz, it's sort of pretty instant. It's with the, like at 7 hertz, it takes a couple of seconds to go up. And then 30 hertz, it wasn't as much. And so why you can get the frequency, obviously if you've got a shorter pendulum, and the equivalent of a shorter pendulum here is with a ferrite is closer to the core of oscillation. And stop here pretty quick. So the bottom line is that it's a chicken. I'm not going to crash here. What are you doing, matey? Okay. Not going to crash here. And it's not going to crash. Not the Einstein. Myself is not going to crash in this car. Now coming up along here. So we'll stop pretty soon and have a chat. The interesting thing is that this high frequency, the actual mount I have, absorbs the high frequency. So you can actually feel that. You can actually feel. The interesting thing is that you can feel incredibly small vibrations in your hand. Around 30 hertz is around 30 to 50 hertz. That's really high up where you can actually feel. So you can actually feel the vibrations going out. So it's steady as she goes. Building the next section. So it's a really stable pendulum. When I get back, I'll talk about the horrors of websites and going forward. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm back recording again as I'm pulling out of the short, I have to admit, a toilet break at Lura. It's simply because I get up early to get get out at get your kid on the road, and I don't know, I just got into the habit, and also breaking journeys, always do that, because it's, I don't know, I just think it's a safer thing to do. Okay, what I'm going to, or what we have talked about so far is the Einstein to Haas, and the fact that I've dripped up into a frequency range that couples to my holders, and I've got this lightweight holder, which does 7 hertz but not 30 hertz well, but it's interesting to see it's there, and it means that the next one up I'll just build a heavier holder and go, say, not for 30 hertz, around 20 hertz. It's pretty easy to select the frequency, because once you've got one frequency, if you want to halve the frequency, you just double length the wire holding it in, and it's, you know, this is one of the things, building prototypes all the time, just swapping in and out of things. You get skilled putting it together. Now, I can't tell you about some of the, or the one invention. I've got to make sure that it's not commercially viable. But in order to get samples for it, just talking along, I sort of, I didn't make things up. There is such a thing as the Glenbrook Institute. So I'm from Glenbrook in the Blue Mountains, and there's a lot of intellectual people around. Not intellectual. It's a dormitory suburb. All the mountains is a dormitory. There's no major industries or companies up here. Everyone comes up here because it's beautiful and it's, you know, nice place to sleep. So I call it a dormitory suburb. And so it's difficult to, or dormitory region, so it's difficult to actually that, or what the heck are you doing? Okay, make sure I'm not getting killed coming around here. But so I'm going off to school, getting down, there you go. Okay, so I've had to mention the Glenbrook Institute, and the time when I made it up, I thought Glenbrook Institute's too quick. I said Glenbrook Institute of Advanced, or Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute. And so it happened. So I thought, oh, I better get a website up for it. And just the slow memory coming back, I'm still sort of a little bit foggy. So I've got it, glenbrookinstitute.org, one word. I suppose you can have a look at it if you really want to. And I've got to, there's nothing doggier than writing a website which is not mobile phone friendly. And so, like, you can do a website pretty easily, but just by converting a Google lock to a website, you say Google lock and it just calls it up as a website, if you really want to. But to have a proper website, you want it in your directory, the index. And then, you know, there's so much structure. What's the structure? And websites are not something for innovation. If you innovate in a website, you will lose your customers, unfortunately. You can innovate on the edges of it, but it's got to be a structure. It's got to have a name, a menu bar, and a downward scroll. It just seems the way it goes. So it's built for mobile phones, where people can either do the menu bar or they can scroll through the whole website as one document, rather than multiple pages. So I'm still getting used to it. So unlike a wiki or something like that. So wiki is where you've got all the, it's a complex, it's got a website map. And you don't want to do that for a landing page. For something which is a product, a thing, you want to have a web page, not a website. So you, there's a slight difference in there. And so WS3 goes through the templates, check out one, what is it, startup, that's where, it's not a food one or anything, not accommodation one, not a photograph portfolio, you want to sell the product. So take that out, and it's all okay, and then hoy it across, or no, modify it in its W3. So W3 schools is a, what the hell, okay. Got this huge truck up the back of me. Oh God, you're giving me the willies. Oh, it's not so bad. Just was took a little bit to slow down. Now it's school time, is it? Yes, it is school time. So 40 kilometres an hour. So you don't, so there's school zones, there's 40 kilometres an hour, it's school zones, pedestrian zones, high pedestrian precincts, and if there's a flashing light anywhere, you go 40 kilometres, suddenly boff, down to 40 kilometres an hour, which is okay. Here there's blinding sun, in, and freezing cold, oh, it's not free, look, I could tell you what the outside temperature is, whoops. Let's talk to the rear vision. Okay. and I should be able to tell you guys what the outside temperature is. Jeez, I thought it would. Oh, it's 12 degrees, and that's considered freezing. goodness sake. Still 12 degrees. Yeah, so it'll be down 15 degrees. What's the bet? It'll be 15 degrees by the time we get to Glenbrook. So we're back into the websites. So it's a fairly standard thing. It's a little bit more complicated nowadays in terms of there's the who is. This is so to prevent robots producing websites, as you could. You could give a robot a bank account of details and just send it off to produce websites. And so the Whois generates this, you know, it's got to be human. You've got to confirm that you are the addressee of the website. It's almost like an Australian company number, ACM. And directors, you know, these things pull out so that when something happens, you can actually deconstruct and lay the finger on you. You can lay a bet, you know, if your website. So there's actually a liability in making a website through this Whois stuff. I don't know how it would operate through international laws and all that type of stuff. So if I cause a death in Bolivia with my website, I suppose they could get an extradition for me. But that, look, that aside, you do the website, get the general stuff up. Again, back of the head marketing, I've decided for this. So you put in the directory something called a fab icon. And again, I don't know how I remember. I just look at what's up the top there. Just put a fab icon. I think it's, I forgot what it's, PNG or something like that. And the browsers know to go through that, check through your file, and it puts that little symbol up the top. And so working back from there, so your constraint thing is that if you have a really sexy integrated coloured thing that's not high contrast and simple, oh my God, that's the most beautiful view. This is Sydney's under fog, and it's the most beautiful, beautiful thing. It's that's not seeing Sydney, see cloud from the Sydney. Okay, so we're doing that, and then there's people going hell for leather down here. I don't understand. This is 8 kilometres an hour. I'm 80 kilometres an hour. This is one car that's going 90 past me. Okay, and that's speeding in Australia. I'm sure in the United States you can speed. Of course, famously in the German Autobahns, there's no speed limit. But, well, there you go. Okay, now talking back here, yeah, I picked a pair of dark sunglasses, and then just because I saw it on the TV, it sparked something in my head, and then I've got music with it. The future's too so bright, I've got to wear shades, which is sort of such a beautiful idea. I'm sure I'll pay liability, but I've linked it so it plays direct YouTube, so I'm not casting. Doing it there, and then again, I've applied. So I just read theses and things like that. So I've applied digital activity theory, digital communities, and got everything there. And one of the things that repulses me, personally repulses me, just in websites in general, there's these college photographs of these nice plastic people. And so there are, you have, say, 10, 20 plastic people. And guess what? They're all nice. And none of them are corrupt. Like hell. It's sort of like this. So this one, it's a very sort of slightly gritty pictures. Everyone is wearing shades. And it's, the description is, so-and-so sees interest in this, or they are interested in that. And look, it's rumoured that they could be good at this. We don't know. Yeah. We're just... That's the real Australian way of, one of the reasons is, I think there's a couple of, there's things called a assation, conversation, but it's a assation. And, it's not so much New South Wales, I don't know whether it's probably died out, but the idea that, you can carry a conversation, a relationship with months and years separation, because often you'll be in a remote property and you'll be months between seeing your neighbour, and you might see your neighbour at a get together or up on a hill or something like that. So the idea of the station, you're out there by yourself in the sticks, and this person comes up and he says, oh, I'm really oh, I'm really famous in the city, oh, blah, blah, blah. And you, and there's sort of just the look you get across from one of your mates going, oh my godfather. Because it really doesn't matter. It's, you're obviously the best person of the three people out here, and there's 100 kilometres of radius before there's anybody else, so, you know, what's the deal? Okay, so there's that. Now, there's sort of some fiddliness in terms of how you manage the upgrade. So when you're first getting a website up and doing its fairly high rapidness, and then, stopping here, mate. And so there's this thing where you, in your site manager, which is just host, the service provider provides a HTML editor. And this is, I'd have to say, the worst editor I have ever, ever seen. One is it's gritty. It's, there's no color. Color, they'll tell you, you know, so there's different objects in your HTML. There's the actual class, operation, operators, data. They're all different colors. Green, blue, white, can't remember, obviously. And, so it makes it easy to see. And this is gone. And then, you sort of had tested out, in the try code editor. So what happens is that W3 Schools is excellent. It tells the HTML, the basics of it, an example, and then you can try that example. And if you like that example, you can just keep on building on that example or port that example across into other code. It's just, you know, what a joy to do. So you port it across to this HTML editor, and some of it works once and then it doesn't work or things. Now what it's doing is that if it doesn't like a piece of code, it gets rid of it. So what happened is that this had none of the icons, the menu icons, the familiar menu icons gone. Why is that? Because I haven't, it's stored somewhere, it hasn't linked it? No, it's a HTML editor that you put your HTML in, and if it doesn't like it, it just removes it. And it's just rather good, because I wouldn't have seen any of this. I would have just absorbed it. There's this thing called, in your, is it image? Yeah, no, it's a parrot, or the quantum mechanics call the symbols, the two less than and greater than signs, a bra and a ket. So it's really complex for someone, a quantum physicist, to actually speak HTML5. So, and so what they have is this universally recognized set of icons, which are easier to access, and the icons are called far-far. So you can have far-far group, far-far heart O, I don't know what that means, O empty. That's what it would be. Underscore zero, O would mean it's an empty one. It's a heart of shape. Now what is it? Far, far, flask. Class equals far, far, F-A, F-A. Far, far. Yeah, this is incredible. So I've just picked that up. And so one of these awful things is that you shrink it down and your entire thing is that your brain is animating it, and you've got the website and you're just trying to pull back your brain and say, oh, it's a 40 kilometer hour thing ahead here. Oh, here we go. Thanks for that thing. And down we go. Down we go. Down we go. Lock. Bruce lock. Roger. Okay. We're in. Okay, so just the cruise lock didn't work then. Okay, so that's it. And so you're always so you've got artistic stuff. So when it has what we do, I broke it into a four sequence of origin, problem, solution, strategy. And each of those, when you mouse over it, they just grow a little bit so you can see where it is. So you get some mouse interactivity. Although the mouse interactivity would just drive people with the mobile phones absolutely batty, but it's sort of the very subtle stuff. And then, of course, as that, the origin is small, the problem's a little bit bigger, the solution's a bit bigger, and the strategy's a bit bigger. And it's a two-part of a blah, 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 blah. Sort of like, it's, one of the things is you don't want to have a proposal and leave it open-ended. You want to stuff every proposal there. So that's there coming forward. And then for the projects, I realise that I've got, so the way rehab I'm operating on the tiered projects on high priority, second priority, third priority, but in terms of this, I've restructured the projects in terms of zones, and then the projects, rather than a big thing, it's just the photo, and then what they had is that you press the photo and it expands the full screen, a little bit of story behind it. I thought, no, I'll have a flip card. Now, flip cards are okay, except I can't get the flip card to work down on mobile phones. Blood oath. And so I think that's a too hard basket. I might ask, if I ever get anywhere, I might ask a web designer to fix it. And they'll probably pull their hair out. So essentially, if you, and this is again from teaching, is that you have a picture and you've got a flip card what's underneath it. It's sort of like training people what's inside the picture. And so your brain automatically goes into data acquisition mode. So that's the idea of this. And so this is glenbrookinstitute.org. And now what it meant is that now I have strips of ideas I can actually just... So I've just referenced one. And that was... There's a basic... probably have a time to go through this. One of the ideas... So I'm in the Return Soldiers League. Okay, this is old soldiers. Now, for me, I'm not a combat soldier. I haven't been overseas or anything like that. I've just been mucking around in the back lots of Australia training infantry. There you go. For 15 years. I don't know what good it did. I don't think any... A few of the people I've trained have gone overseas, but I don't think they've used any of the stuff that I've trained them on. So there you go. But nonetheless, I'm there helping to, stacking chairs, listening to problems, just having bits of conversations, and then we've had the issue of, how do we modernise? And of course, that's my gig, modernisation is my gig. And let's see, coming through here, mate. Okay, so doing fine here, Lyndon. So there's about 15 villages between Katoomba and Glenbrook, and they're all, sometimes they're 1, 2, 3, and sometimes there's a big, beautiful bit of mountain bush between them. So, there are grey kangaroos, but they're in the clearings and around the... No koalas up here whatsoever. The trees aren't... It's not fertile. You need certain trace elements and for koalas, and they're not here. So, occasionally they get a koala up here. Now, idea is, you work, similarly working back to your web page begins with your icon. Okay, people are going to open up heaps of things. If they can have an icon up there, they'll hit it. So similarly, in terms of, RSL, what we want to do is get into schools. How do you get into schools? We've got the general problems. Oh, they're not interested in us and their mobile phones. We'll teach them. And so, what I have is this car. You know what I really like? I love it. A ute. RSL ute comes out because there's something really Australian about a ute. Now, it's a ute is like a pickup truck version of your, and it's gone. Look, no one drives sedan cars, everyone drives bubbles around, but the ute. And I think the only sedan car now are the utes. So it turns up with 8 drones, and this is the, those one that's flies up in the air, and you can coordinate them to fly out, 8 of them in coordination in squadrons and doing sort of acrobatics to lay out a scaled battlefield zone written on it. And then your veterans can actually walk through the battles with the school kids and actually talk, talk through the processes of what was going on. So this is something, it's, you go out, there's a bit of kit, you trump their technology, their mobile phone technology, that let them photograph with it, thing, and then you can also use augmented reality. So they can point at a particular point in your battlefield map and actually get pictures information about it. So we call it probably take charge, gain and maintain the initiative, all this type of stuff. So there's that. And then while you're at it, let's do the whole scan. And the other one is geocache war memorial, so that when you are at a war memorial, you can whip out your mobile phone and get more information about the vets, the people there. And then the other one is basically e-shopping for poppies, right, using electronic shopping and e-commerce. Okay, so there's that battery of things. And so they were sitting there, and now you've got the Glenbrook Institute site. For that one, you just, under the panel of whatever it is, you have these 3 flip cards with the 3 pictures on it, and then you've done that. And what you can do is, for a division, so a division is the fundamental block of web code. So you've got your web page, and your font, your divs is like a paragraph. And so for that paragraph, you can put ID equals, and in this case, RSL. So your website is glenbrookinstitute.org. Isn't that outrageous that you can just go to the United States? So if you wanted to do a .org.au, you'd just have to go through the most rigorous checks and ticks and phone ups and stuff like that. If you want to just be in .org, just do it. I'm sure they'll catch up with me. I'll just hoy it across. Let's see how we're doing. So this must be, well, it says it's 80. Okay. Coming across. So we're doing fine. I could almost pick up my, I can't pick up my daughter. She's early. That being said, the entire thing is to pick up, because you've high technology all the time and hitting resistance and people, so this is the fundamental thing. So if you're in the United States, Silicon Valley, high technology is just all go ahead. And if you're in an optimistic, that is not what Australia is. And so you get other things, you get other benefits from being in Australia. But one of the benefits is one which isn't there, and you can lament this, is, oh my God, Father, you went in for a traffic jam like none other. So there's at least 100 meters, or 70 metres of cars, and we've stopped at a red light. So it's taking now. You can see the wave go up as the cars begin to speed up. And now it's my turn. So that's a pretty tough traffic jam. Okay, yeah, so the thing is not to fight been kicked back. You've got to just roll with it, and sort of, you're going to kick me back. And so you just pick up, and you see to the limit that people can respond. And then they respond negatively, and you accept it, and you're still there. And then what's the next thing up? And so, but the beautiful thing is that this website thing, which I've sort of tripped off, I haven't had enough time to really think about websites and the structure. I've just sort of organically put it together. But one of these organic things is that you can, with the hashtag, hashtag is a searchable thing, whereas hash, RSL, is a bookmark. So in a website you can have a question mark and then the data which has been read for the PHP for it, or you can have hashtag and it will then go down into your website to that location. So with this bulky website I was able to do hash RSL and send it off to just very quietly for the vibe only, not a request to do anything, just the vibe of Brendan Nelson, who's the head of the War Memorial, and previously, many years before, I had sent him a lesson where it's been taught by a parrot, and the parrot asks you a question, you can select the multiple choices, the process going forward. Now it is intensely interesting to see people knock technology and say no. Especially if you present an idea which has been well established, going for 20 years, well proven, rolled out, that the person doesn't know it's there. And you say, well, what do you think of this? And they say, no way. It's not going to go. And as you then have got this beautiful window into this person, it's not that they're in error, they're sincere and stuff like that. And so it allows you to moderate them saying no. So in this case, so this is the Brendan Nelson one, we'll see how that goes. And if it doesn't, we'll just let it go. But see, the entire thing is that if you don't force people to reach into their pocket and pay your money, they might hang around if it tweaks their curiosity. The other thing on this front is similar to the idea of scale models, is a scale model of our galaxy called the Tiny Galaxy. So, it's, rather than say 1 billion scale mathematics, just say tiny. Here's a tiny sun, and the tiny sun lives on a tiny galaxy which is wrapped around the surface of the Earth. Isn't that beautiful? I'm beginning to have to say that now. But this is the entire thing in terms of, if you're not a gifted communicator, it's going to take you buckets and buckets of time to communicate. It's like you're no good an actor, and you have to stand in for someone for a play. You know, a mate's sick on a play, and you have to stand in for them. And you just have to go into the bathroom and rehearse and go over again. And occasionally, the lines come to you. So this is the tiny sun and the tiny galaxy it's in wraps around the surface of the Earth. And lucky cities. So this is the overall idea, is that there's people going, no way, you're stupid, no, I don't like it, no. And then you find out, oh, no, there's a small solar system. I think the world's biggest virtual solar system is not it. It's a small solar system where you can get the vibe of the spaces, and that's a logic for it. And the reason why the tiny solar system and sun ascended in Glenbrook. Well, Glenbrook is home of the gnomes, and it's the home of the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute. What are you going on about? And so we'll kick it. There's Sun Valley. Just check. Everything's cool. I'll be home in no time. What a beautiful thing. Oops. So it's predicted all doom and gloom. Firstly, the railway out, and also what else out? And the fog. But the fog's down. It's actually fog, not mist or whatever it is, cloud. The clouds are actually lower down, no altitude, so it's absolutely brilliant. It's almost as if you're in your jet engine, your jet liners, or your jet planes, that when you've got the grittiness of the city and the closeness and the grime, and you burst through the cloud cover, and it's clear and it's beautiful. And here comes a speed camera, making sure I've never had a ticket. Never had an accident. There you go. How about that? I've had one time where the car is in, lost grip on the road, but about 10 kilometres an hour, honestly, 10 kilometres an hour, I was turning a corner and it just didn't grip on the road and just whoosh, and it dinked the side of the tradies thing. And of course I gave my name and number, and then it was another 2 hours drive home. So I used to, or yeah, it was 2 hours, no, 1.5 hours drive home. And I came home, and my wife was really concerned. She said, "You've been in an accident." The moment the tradie had his thing. So what happened is that, yes, I bumped into him, but I bumped into the rear of my car because my car just spun around. And what happened is I said, so not picking up too much, I said, "Oh, this is a dangerous intersection. I'll phone up the road traffic authority and say, look, you know, there's something wrong with the grip of the road at this intersection." And, well, they said, "No, no way, no way, absolute rubbish." Well, okay, no, it's an insurance company, but I just think you should know. I thought, no. And then the next couple of days, there were these all over the place were these five-wheeled cars going on. This is a car with a fifth wheel on the outside. This is quite extraordinary. And what it does is it drags and checks the road surface, and then they closed the intersection, resurfaced it. But no, there's nothing wrong with it. No. Oh, no. And there was no accident. So that's the only time I've had a collision that I've been in the driver's seat and caused the collision. So if you can imagine, there's a car in the opposite lane, right, coming towards you. So this is around a corner, and he stopped at the red lights or whatever, the corner, and I have just gone ever so slowly. I don't know how this happened. They're just, what's it called, drifting. I wasn't going fast or anything like that. I was going ooh, and I just think I really can't remember what happened then. So so this satellite thing is to go. Now, the next thing is that I've got a process that I can immediately identify. If there's a city, I can identify the star that goes in that city. And so we've got a Chinese group. And the person, the problem is that the dearly loved cousins organising this China stuff, it hasn't clicked to him what this tiny tiny sun is, tiny galaxies, it hasn't clicked to him. It's got three. And I sent him an email showing the screenshots of where I go to Google. Distance, Glenbrook to blah, blah, blah. That distance. What is that distance? That distance in petameters in light years. So, what is that distance? It was 7,000 something or other, 900 and something or other kilometers. Replace kilometers with PM, capital PM, to make it petameters in light years. In light years, 840. Go to your star charts. What star is 840? Sexy star is 840 kilometers, so light years away. This star, my godfather. It's still early days. This one. So there you can have that star. Now, that process is the gumming up process that people don't understand. However, the problem that with all things is that you can either simplify the process or expand the scope of the process such that people can, so you've got the guard, in all these situations, you've got the guard people who are not very good at understanding things. I hate to say, I've got nothing against them, but they tend to be, the people who are running the show tend to be the least imaginative and least able. They've got a different configuration. They're not interested in whether they themselves can imagine because they can't imagine. They want to represent the people who can imagine. So you it's sort of like you've got a transaction between imaginative people and people who can use the imagination. And there's these people who stand in the middle who say, well, my role here is to be a gatekeeper. And so they're a gatekeeper. And of course, they're saying if they open the gate for every idea, they'll lose their role as a gatekeeper. What's the point of a doorman at a hotel who just opens the door when there's no customers there, just opens it randomly? They've got to be there. And they've got to be required because can you open the door? Otherwise, they're just an automatic door. So there's a sort of a stopping there. However, if you can make the explanation such that it bypasses them, so what I need is a application form to apply to be a member of the tiny, to have a citation in the a location in the tiny galaxy, and that people can apply to it, and you get membership for it, and we have some sort of way that you subsidise there's a pot of money coming in, and that subsidises tiny stars which can't make it. So there's a tiny star in a remote village, right? That remote village gets the money that everyone puts in. So, to your own ability. But if you're, blood oath, nearly home. So I've got the concept here. It's just how to actually do it. I should actually talk about how we can a global concept with global fairness, a global reach, a global understanding that we're all members of the same planet, we're all members of the same galaxy, you're all members of the same tiny galaxy, and if you are, it's sort of a non-profit thing, so you can, your involvement in it is not just to line the pockets of some rich asshole that uses ideas only as a way of making money. That's the most depressing thing I come across all the time. You have these ideas, these methods to go out, and people's idea is, that's only a good idea if you can make money. So it's like the Gutenberg press person. Did he go bankrupt? Oh, he went bankrupt. He's a complete failure. Or Flory and penicillin. Did he make heaps of money in pharma? No. Oh, well, he's a jerk. He's a bit of a failure. And, go through. So people have this money limitation. So I really want to build a foundation, the tiny galaxy, and put it out there. So I don't know how that can go. I don't know whether I'm going to get time to work on that. Now, this is absolutely cool because I'm here a few minutes ahead of time and I can park in front of my own house. Now, what I have to say is that I'm opposite a primary school, and start time, the thing is absolutely chock-a-block full of cars, and I can't park in front of my house. And I'm, unlike other Australians, I don't park inside of my property because I don't give a shit. Don't really care about my car. Yeah, you can ding it if you want to. There was one time my daughter went right round my car, royal blue car, with a rock, and scratched all the way around. And I thought, I know how I should react. I don't give a stuff. I really, really didn't give a rat's about it. Okay, well, this is the end of this podcast, 51 minutes, end to end with a toilet break. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.